Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I gotta remind you of the official line from Joe Biden. His official line for years was, I never talked to my son about any of his business dealings, anything that he ever did with his business. We just hung out on Air Force Two and flew to all the places he was doing business and then happened to meet some of the people he did business with, but I never talked to them about business, never met with his business associates. Well, that's now changed, right? So we now have the new line, the alibi. My son was a drug addict and I love my son, and you need to leave my son alone and quit bullying us, right? Because he's a great man.
I love my son, number one. He fought an addiction problem. He overcame it. He wrote about it. And no, there's not a single thing that I've observed at all that would affect me or the United States relative to my son, Hunter.
Observed. That's a new word, folks. There's nothing I've observed. So that means you have observed his business dealings. So you know what's happening with his business dealings. Now, is this answer from 60 Minutes with no follow-up at all, from 60 Minutes actually asking like any questions about, you know, any of this, we now know where the Democrats stand on Capitol Hill, because the House Democrats have now come together to kill a resolution to investigate Hunter Biden. House Democrats on the Oversight Committee voted against a resolution that would have ordered President Joe Biden's administration to simply turn over documents about Hunter Biden's business deals. Now, this is the same party that says we need transparency, right? That harassed Donald Trump for years over the Russian collusion and demanded documents. Same people that just raided Mar-a-Lago over documents, who now have a chance to vote for transparency. And they've said, nope, we're not going to do it. We don't want these documents to be out there because we know how damning they are going to be. All right, I got to take a moment to talk to you real quick about Patriot Mobile. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, Just look at the reaction to what Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left literally lost their mind, is now attacking the company. Now, Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative mobile phone provider, and they are a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill every month at no extra cost to you, and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. Plus, Patriot Mobile saves you, your family, and even your business money. All you got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them to find out how much you can save. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation and other discounts by using the promo code Ferguson. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben. Now, this resolution was led by Representative James Comer. He is the top Republican on the House Oversight Committee. He would have ordered the Biden administration to simply provide the documents about the Biden family's overseas business deals, including those involving the president's son, Hunter, and his brother, James Biden. All 23 Democrats voted to kill the resolution after just 2 hours of debate. Comer has accused the Biden family of peddling, quote, access to the highest levels of the U.S. government to enrich themselves. Quote, if the Democrats vote against this resolution, then they are continuing in their coordinated effort to shield a potentially compromised president of the United States of America from necessary congressional oversight. Now, before I move forward, I want to remind you that there have already been major questions that have come out the last couple weeks about one of the oligarchs who gave $3.5 million to Hunter Biden. And that oligarch was not sanctioned as part of the U.S. sanctions on people close to Vladimir Putin with the invasion of Ukraine. This after we've now found mass graves in Ukraine. And again, they still have not sanctioned the one person who did business with the Biden family. Why is that? And how compromised are they? There's also information coming out about a second laptop. Now, again, if you missed our podcast on this yesterday, go back and listen to the entire story of the Hunter Biden and the money coming from Russia. And now that we know that there was one person, the former mayor of Moscow's wife, and that family that was purposely not put on the list of people who were going to be sanctioned because of the invasion of Russia into Ukraine. Grab it, all right? Now, let me go back to what Comer also said. He said, quote, we must shed light on the Biden family's international business schemes. He doesn't call them business deals anymore. He calls them business schemes. He says to determine if there is a national security threat. Now, we know that the White House is changing their tune, right? Because I just played it for you. At first, it was he knew nothing and never talked about his son's business dealings. Now it's I've never observed anything that my son has ever done wrong. So you knew what his business deals were. You're just saying you didn't observe anything that you thought was bad.
I love my son, number one. He fought an addiction problem. He overcame it. He wrote about it. And no, there's not a single thing that I've observed at all from that would affect me or the United States relative to my son, Hunter.
There it is. It's real simple, folks. I observed a lot, but I never observed anything that I thought was bad. Every media outlet, by the way, suppressed the Hunter Biden story and continues to do so. Lindsey Graham was on TV reminding people of why we need a special counsel.
But not in his view.
Yeah, but that's why we have a political race. I believe that you should have somebody looking at Hunter Biden other than a Delaware prosecutor. Right. We're having a prosecutor in the guy's home state.
4 years running.
Yeah. Now, the prosecutor's a fine fellow, but can you imagine what the left would do if I suggested we should not have had a special counsel in the Mueller investigation? Right. We had a guy. It worked. What I am saying, given all the evidence that's coming out about Hunter Biden, the laptop is real. Every media outlet in this country suppressed the story, including social media. The laptop is real. They said it wasn't. I want somebody outside of politics, Delaware politics, looking at Hunter Biden like they looked at Trump. That's not unfair.
That's not unfair. And I agree with him on this one completely. There's also something else that's happening. You heard me mention the mass graves a moment ago. And why is it that this one Russian oligarch has been left off the sanction list? And he happens to be the same Russian oligarch who gave money to Hunter Biden. This coming as we have more breaking news about what's happening in Russia. We've just been told, and this came after there was a live nationwide address by Vladimir Putin, that Putin is now mobilizing and showing his plans to actually mobilize the citizens, a immediate partial mobilization of Russian citizens, marking the biggest escalation since the start of his war in Ukraine. That is what the Russian President Vladimir Putin announced. Again, a quote, immediate partial mobilization of Russian citizens. Putin also referenced his potential use of nuclear weapons in his announcement, saying, quote, those who try to blackmail us with a nuclear weapon should know that the prevailing winds can turn in their directions. He threatened to use all the means at our disposal to defend Russia and our people. Kremlin-backed authorities in eastern and southern Ukraine have announced they will hold referendums on joining Russia this week, as they now know that what's going to happen, apparently, is Putin is going to get back together with his troops and then come for another onslaught, another major attack on Ukraine. Putin has said the Kremlin will support the votes, while Ukraine and its allies have dismissed the move as nothing more than a sham. And Russia's invasion of Ukraine is a key focus of this year's United Nations General Assembly, which, of course, will do nothing because that's how they roll. Now, the Estonian prime minister has also said that Russian President Putin is clearly, quote, afraid after he announced this mobilization of the private citizens in Russia and hinted at the use of nuclear weapons, saying the threat has always been real, considering that Russia is a nuclear power. And we see that this war is not going in accordance with Putin's plans. So he's clearly afraid. That's why he's making the next step and taking the next steps. First, doing the fake referendums to say these are Russian territories. Then when Ukraine makes counterattacks saying that Ukraine is now attacking Russia, he'll be able to claim that to the world. And then, you know, giving reasons for further escalation. That is what the, again, Estonian prime minister said. We also said that also coming out in this conversation, he said he's making those threats to make us afraid, and we shouldn't be afraid by his threats. That is what the Estonian prime minister said, saying he sees no indication that Putin is taking steps to carry out a nuclear threat, but he is certainly saying it. We should not give in one inch. We should actually put more pressure on Russia to stop this war, because now the disconnect within the Russian society is also building, because they are also feeling the war on their skin, so to say. Now, Putin's partial mobilization move is no surprise, as Russian forces see high desertion rates. That is what Zelensky has said coming out of Ukraine. And Russian President Putin announced an immediate partial mobilization comes as Ukraine president said, look, we've got a lot of people that are deserting. The announcement, quote, shows, Zelensky said, that he has a problem with officers and other military personnel. We already know that they mobilized cadets, guys who couldn't fight. These cadets have fallen. They couldn't even finish their training. All these people can't fight, Zelensky said. They have come to us and are dying. That, according to his interview he did this morning with Bild, which is translated into German, saying, quote, he sees that his units are just running away. He needs an army of millions to come to us because he sees that a large part of those who come to us just run away. Wow. He also said in this conversation moments ago, and this is again coming from the translated version from Germany, Zelensky said he wants to drown Ukraine in blood, but also in the blood of his own soldiers. Zelensky said that he had not seen Putin's speech. He said, it's not my favorite video. He said, adding that the speech was nothing new for me. Zelensky insisted that Ukraine's plans to recover its territory would not be affected, saying, quote, we will act step by step according to our plans. I'm sure we will liberate our territory. He said the referendum planned by the Kremlin-backed authorities later this week in occupied Ukraine territories was a sham and that 90% of governments would not recognize them. Zelensky also said that he doesn't believe Putin would use nuclear weapons despite the Russian president's thinly veiled warning earlier today. He said, quote, I don't believe he will use them. I don't believe the world will allow him to use these weapons. Adding that the caveat saying, quote, we cannot look into the person's head. There are risks, of course. This is the president of Russia saying we are going to have dangerous and reckless nuclear rhetoric, and that's just the way it's going to be. Now, let me go back to what I said a moment ago. There is one oligarch that has still not been sanctioned by the U.S. government. That oligarch is the person that gave $3+ million to the Biden crime family. How compromised is this president? Democrats said, we're not going to let you find out, as they said no inquiry into Hunter Biden's business deals. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. I want to also step back and just remind you of what the Republicans were asking for and why the Democrats said no to what the Republicans were asking for in a simple inquiry. Okay, a very, 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 very simple inquiry into the business dealings of the Biden crime family. We also know that the corruption was at a very high level. More than 150 suspicious activity reports were filed by the banks on Hunter Biden. Now, the man that put together this, you know, inquiry saying we need a special counsel that the Democrats just said no to after barely 2 hours of debate had this to say about these banks and why we need to see this information.
All right, so where do you take this next? And how do we get to the truth here? And what do we do if you have people, high-ranking people in the FBI and DOJ saying, basically running interference and saying something's misinformation when we know damn well it's not misinformation, just like they lied, you know, weeks leading up to the 2020 election that the laptop was misinformation, Russian misinformation.
Well, what we need now are those suspicious activity reports. That's what my committee's focused like a laser on. Under President Bush, President Obama, and President Trump, any member of Congress could request from the Treasury Department suspicious activity reports. But when Joe Biden became president, in the dark of night, without telling anyone, he went in and changed that rule. Now, no one in Congress, not just the ranking member of the House of Representatives, I mean, nobody, even with high security clearance, can get this information. Joe Biden changed another rule, in my opinion, to protect his son. So if we had these suspicious activity reports, we would know what laws they were breaking, because no bank is going to notify the federal government that their client is breaking the laws, especially if their client's the son of the vice president of the United States, because when the bank notifies the government, the bank examiners roll in, and no bank, regardless of whether they're a community bank or a Wall Street bank, wants the bank examiners in there any more than they have to. The federal government knew this. These suspicious activity reports occurred throughout the entire Obama presidency, yet nothing ever became of them by the Fed. So what Charles Grassley said yesterday makes perfect sense, that there was a potential cover-up by the federal government, because I don't understand why Hunter Biden was allowed to continue to behave this way with all the evidence that points to wrongdoing.
The most interesting part about what Comer just said there is the fact that the Democrats have just said, we know there's corruption. We know the laptop's real. we don't care if this president's compromised because we care more about keeping power, regardless of what we may not be doing to protect this country and others, because of how compromised Hunter Biden is and how compromised Joe Biden is at the hands of Russia. We also know for a fact that Hunter Biden met with Russian oligarch who's now wanted for murder. Many people forget this. When his father was the second most powerful man in the world, Hunter Biden met in Russia, not with Russians, in Russia, flew to Russia to meet with at least four oligarchs closely connected and aligned with Vladimir Putin, including one who is now wanted for murder in the country. The meeting happened on February the 17th of 2012 at the Moscow headquarters of the AST Group, his vast holding company, which once owned a publishing house, a tour company, and had a telecom division, according to the Moscow Times. The man, by the way, that we're talking about was accused in 2017 by Russian authorities of paying $2 million for the murder of two entrepreneurs a year earlier. Vladimir Savkin, a shopping mall magnate, and another guy by the name of Yuri Brilev, founder of a motor company, were both bumped off, killed on the highway in Moscow, allegedly over a business dispute with the now wanted oligarch. That according to the Investigative Committee of Russia, the country's primary federal investigation agency, quote unquote. A lawyer for the oligarch did not respond to requests for comment about either the alleged murders or the Hunter Biden meeting, but did say to Radio Free Europe that the charges are bogus and a result of political and economic persecution by the Russian Federation. In February, by the way, he was granted asylum in Montenegro. It's unclear what Hunter Biden wanted with the man now wanted for murder, but the trip was part of a two-day meet and greet between Hunter and wealthy oligarchs in Russia, which at least in part focus on seeking foreign cash from the Russian oligarchs for Rosemont Realty, an offshoot of Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca Partners. That's the investment company co-founded by Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and Chris Hine. It would be John Kerry's stepson. The flurry of meetings raised questions about what matters were discussed and whether the oligarchs were just straight up paying access to Hunter Biden's father, the then Vice President Joe Biden. On February the 22nd, 2012, just days after returning from Russia, Hunter Biden went immediately to meet with his dad at his home at the Naval Observatory. His calendar, now from the laptop, shows that that happened. Quote, the only reason someone other than a crack dealer or a hooker would want to meet Hunter Biden is to get to his dad. That's what Jim Hansen, the president of the Security Studies Group, had to say, saying, quote, they were clearly referring to the Biden selling access. It's their business model. It's the only business model that was an option. The Biden family was involved in capitalizing on Joe's political career and his place in the American government. Ironically, it was Joe Biden who lambasted President Trump over his ties to Russia when his own son was meeting with the most corrupt people in Russia who have direct ties to Vladimir Putin. The billionaires that he was meeting with, by the way, have been friends with Putin since the 1980s, just to put it into perspective. Donald Trump's entire presidency, by the way, has been a gift to Putin. That's what Biden said in June of 2020. He said, quote, unlike Trump, I'll defend our democratic values and stand up to autocrats like Putin. Well, are you actually standing up to them? No, that's exactly the opposite of what's actually happening. How do we know this? Let's just look at American foreign policy compared to the UK. The Russian oligarch who met with Hunter Biden has been sanctioned by the UK this and not by the US. Hunter Biden once met with this Russian oligarch who's been now sanctioned by the UK over the deadly invasion of Ukraine, but hasn't faced any punishment from the US. Just left off the list, folks. Now, we know this because of a three-day visit to the U.S. by this billionaire oligarch, and it actually shows from Hunter Biden's laptop that there was a breakfast scheduled with President Biden's son at the Swank Ritz-Carlton Hotel near Central Park for an hour on March the 14th of 2012. How do we know this? Well, it's been exposed by investigative journalist Vicky Ward, as she has revealed this week. Now, the Russian language document was reportedly stored on a computer server of a business conglomerate that was founded by the Russian oligarch that's now been released. It was copied by a former insider who was concerned, quote, by what it shows. Now, this also connects us to another part of the story. There are more and more rumors from people that I know and trust who are saying, get ready, because there's a very good chance that the second laptop from hell, which we know is out there, that which we know that Hunter Biden lost, may actually be coming out very soon. Somebody has the contents of it, and apparently it may be released. There's a lot of people worried that it won't be released until after the midterm elections. Now, a spokesman, by the way, for this company confirmed to the Post on Friday that, yes, the meeting did in fact take place, and said it was among a number of other meetings and part of a routine business trip to the U.S. to scout potential investment opportunities. So this former Sistema insider, the Russian company of the oligarch, now the spokesman for the company has confirmed that, yes, the meeting took place with Hunter Biden. Quote, there was no follow-up from the meeting, and the Russian oligarch has not met or had any contact with Hunter Biden since then, the spokesman claims in a new email. The meeting was held while Biden's dad was the vice president. Of course, Joe Biden has over and over again denied any knowledge of or involvement with his son's business dealings. The London Stock Exchange, by the way, suspended trading of the shares of this Russian company, Sistema, on March 4th in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. But this person has not been sanctioned by the United States government. Why is the question everyone needs to be asking?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny. the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The question that Republicans are demanding to know, and they need to be talking about this going into the midterms, is whether one of Russia's wealthiest men and one of Russia's wealthiest women who paid Hunter Biden $3.5 million is clearly receiving preferential treatment from the Biden administration because she has not been targeted by the Treasury Department sanctions. That's number one. Number two, this inquiry by Republicans once again shines light on the total, I wouldn't say corruption, I would say compromise, in the compromising situation that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and James Biden have been put in. They are clearly compromised by the Russian government and these oligarchs. And the fact that they will refuse, and I'm referring to the Democrats, to allow for a special prosecutor to look into all this tells you they know it's bad. They don't care. You look at this woman, Baturina, who's the former wife of the late mayor of Moscow. She wired, and it's a fact, and this is part of those 150 transactions that I mentioned earlier, $3.5 million in 2014 to a bank account held by Rosemont Seneca Thornton. That is the investment company founded by President Biden's son. Quote, the United States is avoiding sanctioning certain Russian oligarchs because of concerns they may attempt to influence American policy by exploiting Hunter Biden's connections to with his father, the president of the United States of America. The American people deserve to know it. That is what the letter from Republicans addressed to the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says this past week. Now, the Post obtained these direct questions, whether Baturina, whose fortune is estimated at $1.4 billion, is being treated differently from other wealthy, political-connected Russians based on her bribes, right, to the president's son. Congressman Comer and now 18 other Republicans all coming together saying Russia has slapped sanctions on Hunter Biden. Russia has put sanctions on Joe Biden. Russia has put sanctions on Hillary Clinton. Russia has put sanctions on 10 other Americans. And the U.S. has not imposed penalties on Baturina, even though in 2018, the Trump administration classified her as a Russian political figure and oligarch. Why are they not doing it? One reason, because Hunter Biden is now subject to sanctions issued by Russia. His foreign business dealings are a heightened importance, they say. And they say the only reason why you wouldn't want to sanction her is because she has something on the Bidens. Republicans are also just requesting further information to determine whether Hunter Biden's relationship with the Russian oligarchs are impacting the foreign policy decisions of the United States of America, specifically when it comes to Ukraine. And the Treasury Department is shielding the Bidens from answering these basic questions. I'm going to keep on this story, don't worry, but I do need to get you some other breaking news that deals with Fauci right now. We are now getting word that Fauci is being accused by one of his former associates, former aides, that he was not only a flip-flopping egomaniac, but Fauci actually mocked his own COVID rules for indoor dining as a, well, AWS backwards. And then he claimed he could get people to believe anything. This is what this new damning book by his former aide claims. The former White House deputy press secretary discussed comments made by Dr. Fauci in his new book. He says that Fauci was awful. He was an egomaniac. And he was a guy that also mocked the COVID-19 restrictions that he proposed. He even said that Fauci went on to laugh about how AWS backwards it was that people entered a restaurant wearing a mask. The current chief medical advisor, President Biden, has received criticism in the past for making contradictory statements as well. But the comments made by Dr. Fauci at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic have been outlined in this new book written by a former White House official. Morgenstern refers to Fauci as awful and an egomaniac while recalling moments when the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases mocked his own pandemic restrictions that he put on all of us. I vividly recall my blood boiling during an infuriating meeting in the Roosevelt Room of the White House when Fauci laughed about his own comments, making it clear how cynical he was and that he could get people literally to believe anything. He went on to laugh about how AWS backwards it was that people entered a restaurant wearing a mask, then sat down and, well, converse with people without wearing the mask. Of course, he wasn't saying things to that effect publicly, just laughing privately at the American people that he was fooling. That is what the former White House press secretary, deputy press secretary, said in his new book. In a July 2020 interview with ABC News medical correspondent, Fauci urged, saying this, "If you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it." After a follow-up question of whether eye protection would be formally recommended, Fauci responded that it might if you really want a perfect protection from the disease. Apparently, afterwards, he laughed about the goggles comment at the White House. That coming from the book. And more criticism of Fauci ensued the following month when he sat without a mask with his friends and wife at the Washington Nationals baseball season opener. That picture went viral. And let me remind you, in August of 2022, Fauci actually joked about cooking up COVID in his kitchen when he was doing an interview with his good friend and colleague, a fellow of the Infectious Disease Society of America. Corey, his friend, noted that, well, hey, when we were in Washington State, we were at the epicenter of the initial outbreak of the WA1, right? And so we just, you know, kind of been hanging out for a while and kind of doing these things. And that's when Fauci joked. He said, "No, I developed the ancestral model strand. I created it." The entire room started to laugh, with Corey responding, "That's right, you let it loose." Again, mocking and joking about a disease that has killed millions. Just so you know, a new poll is out right now that says 58.9% of independent voters believe Dr. Fauci should resign his position and role in leading the government's COVID-19 response to allow for new leadership and not wait till he retires at the end of the year. As you know, Fauci, 81, set to retire into this December. He's not responding to requests for comments about these new allegations that he was mocking the American people in private. If you want to know how broken our government is, whether it's on Hunter Biden or Dr. Fauci, and if you want to know how politicized the left has become, where they refuse to admit that there are real problems with people that they've elected and put in charge. They don't care about you. They don't care at you if you die. They don't care if this country is destroyed by illegal immigrants. They don't care. All they care about is political warfare. They don't care about genocide in Ukraine. They care about political warfare. They care about coming after you. Another example of this just breaking. The New York Attorney General's office has filed a civil fraud lawsuit against former President Donald Trump and some of his children and his businesses. They are going out for blood, not just against Trump, but they're also trying to scare the hell out of anybody else from standing up for what they believe in. Right. This is exactly why Governor DeSantis now, these local law enforcement agencies are threatening to investigate him for human trafficking, for sending illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. And DeSantis, by the way, has been defiant on this. He said these migrants have been treated horribly by Biden. Don't tell me I'm breaking the law. Don't tell me I'm breaking the rules. And look at what they did to these people at Martha's Vineyard. He said this on Hannity.
It's only when 50 get put into Martha's Vineyard, which wasn't saying they didn't want this. They said they wanted this. They said they were a sanctuary jurisdiction. These were people who were basically destitute and then put in a situation where they could have succeeded, but that was all virtue signaling. And not only did they not welcome them, they deported them the next day with the National Guard. Give me a break.
Yeah, and by the way, just for the record, this was voluntary. All migrants were put up in hotels, given accommodations. They were fed, they were showered, they were offered haircuts and any other services that they were needed, correct?
Yeah, not only that, they all signed consent forms to go. And then the vendor that is doing this for Florida provided them with a packet that had a map of Martha's Vineyard. It had the numbers for different services on Martha's Vineyard. And then it had numbers for the overall agencies in Massachusetts that handle things involving immigration and refugees. So it was clearly voluntary, and all the other nonsense you're hearing is just not true.
This governor is really smart. He's very smart and understood that the Democrats were going to come after him for doing this if he didn't do it perfectly. And that's exactly why it looks like he did it perfectly. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends, please, so people hear this info. And I will see you back here tomorrow. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old. And man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before. And I didn't have what I wanted. And that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.